right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Battle Fight 3000.
Prattle Fight!
Bah! Was that Prattle Fight?
Yes.
We've rebranded. It's Prattle Fight 3000.
That's how the kids are saying it these days.
Because we just prattle on and on. Wordplay.
We prattle fight in here.
It's just us talking until one gives up.
It's not going to be me. I will prattle you to the death.
I'll rattle you.
Wow. Yeah. I'm prattled right now.
I'll tattle. Other words that rhyme with it. It's impossible.
I'm done.
All right. Well, it's another episode, which means that I am your host, Chris Mundy.
And Dave Ambrad. And we're about to find out how many votes I won by from previous episodes.
Personally, I want to go over that I introduced myself as a host, and you just didn't even toss that you're a host as well. And you're like, yeah.
I don't need to. It's brand recognition.
Mundy's the host, and I'm just along for the ride.
People just know that I run this ship.
You're the Chad to my Rob Lowe.
I am the captain.
Is that a timely reference, Chad and Rob Lowe?
I don't. Might be.
You're the Eric to my Julia Roberts.
See, I don't even know that one.
You're the Ava to my Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Yeah, I'm lost. Those are all movies I haven't seen.
I mean, they're all humans.
Oh, I thought they were characters. Yeah, I don't know any of those.
All right, good start. So, again, Chris Mundy.
Dave. That's my new name. My new host name.
Was it Davey Dave or David Dave?
No, Davey Dave.
David Dave.
Davey.
David Dave.
Davey Dave.
David Dave. Okay.
With your news on the prattle.
All right. This has gone downhill very quickly, which I like.
Deteriorated quite quick.
So I think at this point, we go over past results.
All right. Hit me.
So we've been away for a week. Life happens, people. Calm down.
Relax.
Guys, stop yelling.
We got a lot of emails about when we were going to come back, what we were going to do. People wanted to know the results.
Right.
Why Chris had to come back. And I've explained to everybody, he's also a host of this show, so he has to be here.
Right. I am the host of the show, yeah. Anyways, we've got some results. And here we go.
Lay it on me.
In the episode and fight of John Wick versus Bobby McCall, a.k.a. The Equalizer, we had five votes.
So two of yours plus three from, I don't know, your parents and your brother.
Don't listen. I'm pretty sure the only constant listener in my family is my sister-in-law, Jen. Hey, Jen.
Thanks for listening, Jen.
We really appreciate your support.
Stop voting for him.
So, the results, 5-0 for John Wick.
God damn it. This is just stupid.
And maybe we'll introduce a weekly Jen vote, because she just texts me and says, I'm not going to get Twitter, but here's who I vote for. And
oh, so you created an email account and a Twitter account for Jen. So that you can
She's a real human.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Okay.
Are you real, Jen? Email 1 for yes. That's it. Just type 1 on the body of the email.
Jen, if you could actually do this, that'd be great. Our email is battlefight3000@gmail.com. Just type 1.
It could be on the subject line. That's it.
No. Subject, body, your choice. So,
how about the other one?
Yeah, I destroyed you in that one. 5-0 or 6-0 if we're counting Jen votes.
You're okay. Jen doesn't exist.
She's going to be so weirded out hearing this. All right. And then we had Splinter versus Mickey, which had a grand total of 3 votes.
Very nice. So 2 of yours plus 1 random person that is not Jen. Okay.
And we had a Jen text in vote.
Okay.
And this is a big one for you. It was 3 votes. 2 votes for Mickey, 1 vote for Splinter.
All right, so which really truly means
that I won.
Splinter won, because 2 votes are absolutely
no.
Immediately no.
I won.
Because they're your Twitter account.
Sorry, they are votes that exist. And we had a Jen vote, so...
Who did Jen vote for?
Oh, she voted for Mickey.
Yeah, because the freaking family of freaks that love Disneyland. Splinter Man, ninjutsu. God damn it.
That's it. So that was our vote corner slash Jen corner.
Well, you know what, listeners? It doesn't matter, because that was the past.
Sorry, please address her by her only name.
Okay, Jen, that was the past. This is the now and the future. These are the only episodes that matter. So listen carefully, Jen, and vote for my character.
I don't know if she's going to like even having her name in this. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll see what she says. If you feel like writing more than just a one on the email because we've said your name too many times, Jen, just let us know. We'll tone it down next time, Jen.
Let's cover ourselves and say... people we reference in this show, we use fake names for them.
Right. In this case, we made Jen be Jen.
And her real name is Bren.
Right. Right. Bren that listens to Brattle Fight.
His sister-in-law, Briss Brundy. All right.
What are we doing today?
All right. We've got a big fight.
What do we got today?
We've got a battle between two mythical creatures.
Oh, who?
Yeah, we haven't done that since, like, werewolf versus vampire.
Right.
Just kidding. Those are real.
Well, werewolves are. Vampires are just a kid's tale.
Mm-hmm. Werewolves are real. They have bar mitzvahs.
Yes.
Spooky, scary.
So what are we doing? Which one are...
We are doing...
What fight is this?
Gremlins. Versus... Trolls.
As usually, I'm very unprepared. I thought we were doing a different fight, but I can get my act together for this one.
All right. So that's what we got.
Who do you got?
Well, I've got trolls.
Okay.
Who do you have?
I have the not trolls.
Gremlins.
The gremlins.
Should we do... I've tried this this recurring thing once. Let's do Dave's research corner. What research did you do?
Purely Google.
Okay.
Yeah. I hit various different websites. There was a couple that said 20 things you did not know about gremlins. I also went to Wikipedia,
mm-hmm.
which I donate to every year because that's the only source that I use for a lot of things.
Oh.
Fandom Wiki as well. They were great.
I never donate.
Yeah, because you're a horrible person.
I actively hack in and take away donations.
I don't think you could do that even if you wanted to.
I don't know how to print a document.
You probably just go in and add bogus information to their article.
I just go to Wikipedia and yell, hack, hack, hack.
I declare hacking.
So for this, we're basing it on two Gremlin movies and one Trolls movie. How many of those did you watch?
When I was younger, I watched the two Gremlin movies.
How many did you watch within the past decade?
None of them.
People, we had a week off.
Yeah, I've been very busy. But up until I saw your notes on the movies, I thought Trolls was a horror film.
I mean, there's Troll. I thought it would be much more topical to talk about the ones that are popular these days.
Yeah, I was thinking of the Troll one. So then I started reading the research, and I'm like, oh, I'm like, maybe I should have watched some of these, but I'll be all right. I remembered enough of the Gremlins. I did enough research.
Oh,
I visited about 4 to 5 different websites,
most
of them containing the same information, but a few was new to me.
All of them have Wiki in the title.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. How about yourself?
I watched the three movies.
How much time do you have?
A lot.
Jesus.
Here's my secret. I don't work. I have a job. I just don't work.
See, that was my problem. I was working too much.
For the weekend. Anyways, should we get going with it?
I think so.
All right. Do you want to tell me a little bit something about the Gremlins?
I will tell you about the Gremlins, Christopher. Gremlins was a 1984 American comedy horror film directed by Joe Dante, But no one cares who directed it because it's a lot of fun. You do? Okay. I didn't know who he was or what else he did. But the film is technically about a young man who receives a strange creature called a Mogwai as a pet, which then spawns other creatures who transform into small, destructive, evil monsters.
Mm-hmm.
So practically the name of the movie, Gremlins, refers to the last stage of the gremlin life cycle, which goes from Mogwai to cocoon to gremlin.
Right.
And it is said that the gremlin are considered to be the unwanted side effect from when the Mogwais were created on a faraway planet to be used as ambassadors of peace on other planets.
Where did this come from?
I don't know. A webpage. Okay. I don't keep references.
Trust it. I need these sources to be cited since you don't watch anything.
Yeah, no, I don't cite sources. Yeah. This is not a school paper.
Just
anymore.
Assume
I
do mine that my sources are cited because I watch the movies.
Okay. Yeah, no, mine are just from the internet. That should be good enough.
Okay.
But I figured for listeners, I would explain how this happens, how we go from a Mogwai into a gremlin, right? So the Mogwai is the super cute gizmo character that everyone loves.
Mm-hmm.
And the gremlin is the ugliest sin creature that kills and destroys.
I don't know. They're kind of cute.
Yeah. So there's two things that happen. So then they can multiply and then they turn into a gremlin. So the multiplication can happen both on a Mogwai or a gremlin. And it happens when they get wet. They get a lot of little egos in their back. What was that?
He said, get wet.
Very mature. Very mature. Mm. So anyways, they get wet. They spawn little egos on their back. And then they create little Mogwais or more gremlins.
That's not the only thing it has to do if you feed them after midnight, too.
Well, I was getting to that. If you give me a second. Because first we're talking about how they multiply.
Doesn't that happen when they eat, too?
Well, no. They don't multiply when they eat. When they eat after midnight is when they cocoon and then turn into a gremlin. The water only multiplies them.
Hmm.
Yeah, maybe you should have watched the movies, Chris, or done some of my Wikipedia research.
I don't know if you're right. We'll see.
I am right. What? You watched the movies.
We'll see.
Anyways, if they eat after midnight, they turn into the little troll-looking gremlin creatures.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go.
There. That's the process.
Yeah.
That's your background?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Fair enough. Let me tell you about trolls.
Yeah, I'm going to pass out for a second.
That's a medical issue. We have free healthcare here, bud.
Oh, no. It's just because you're so boring.
Oh, it was an insult.
Yes.
Got me. All right. So, start off with the basis of the trolls. I mean, they're an old mythical creature, but I didn't do research on that, so we'll ignore that. What we're basing it is the movie that came out in 2016, and that was based on troll dolls. A troll doll, in Danish, is a gjøltrold.
Oh, that's a great accent.
I don't know if that's how you pronounce it. There's a
definitely
soft J and an O with a line through it. Gjøltrold is a type of plastic doll with furry coned up hair. They're also known as a dam doll. Like, damn doll. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Because they were created by a Danish woodcutter named Thomas Dam. They're also known as good luck trolls, or alternatively, gonk trolls. That's from the UK.
Because they gonk on everything?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I don't know why. Like, that sounds dumb.
Gonk.
Yeah,
gonk.
Like
gonk.
Danish or whatever. Gonk. But it's from the UK. They were created in 1959, became one of the biggest fads in the early 60s, had recurring brief times of popularity in the 70s. Through the 90s, they had like a moment when we were kids, for sure.
Yes.
You would have like the dolls and then like the troll pencil toppers and stuff like that.
Yes, and they all came with a little like comb so that you can just
comb with their crazy hair. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think some of them had like a jewel in their belly button. I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking of strippers. I don't know.
You so saw some weird strippers.
I have a fetish. It's troll strippers.
Strippers with long hair. That shit's hot.
Yeah, so they kept going. There were video games and shows that were created based on these dolls. They tried to modernize them in 2005 under the name Trolls with a Z. It failed.
Wow. Do they even have troll emojis?
They're called trollmojis.
Oh, okay. I thought so. They're right next to the Kimojis on the store.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
great.
And then, finally, DreamWorks bought the rights in, 2013, made the movie, which came out in 2016. Big movie. Made, $346 million.
Wow.
Had a...
That's shocking.
It was very popular. It's got a TV show called Trolls Beat Goes On, I believe. Yeah. Huge song came out of it. Justin Timberlake's Can't Stop the Feeling.
Can you sing it?
Can't Stop the Feeling!
Yes, maybe. I know that one.
Maybe something like that. I don't know. yeah, a lot of big stars. Anna Kendrick, JT, and Kristen Bell.
Which ones were they?
Gwen Stefani.
The one with the red hair and the blue hair, the green hair.
No, Justin Timberlake was a gray guy, but his color changed when he got happy. It's a thing.
Oh.
Anyways, so they got another one. Trolls World Tour, the sequel, is coming out in 2020.
More troll movies. This is so exciting.
It's a moneymaker, man.
Yeah, maybe we should have another one of these episodes with the trolls again.
In 2020, when we keep going forever.
I'm quitting this podcast after this episode.
Tied to each other for life.
If Jen doesn't vote for my guy in this episode, I'm quitting the podcast. You hear that, Jen?
I so desperately hope she's okay with us saying her name. Bren.
Well, there's not much she can do now. And I don't know her, so I'm not going to get any of the...
She has her email address.
Yeah. The best part, though, is I don't check it.
I don't either.
So for all we know, we could have thousands of votes from listeners.
Yeah. I checked it just before this. Nothing.
Okay.
Okay, so the movie, Trolls movie, is about a community of trolls that's terrorized by a species called the Bergens. They're started off as captives of the Bergens, and the Bergens eat them to make them feel happy. The Bergens happy.
I just want to throw this out there.
Yeah.
I like the Bergens.
Whoa.
Yes.
Hot take?
Yep.
What is it you love about them?
That they eat trolls.
that's
it.
Is that the only fact you know about them?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
They escape, and then years later, these Bergens are on the hunt for them. They capture the village, and it's up to Anna Kendrick and Justin Timberlake, Poppy and Branch, to save everyone. Spoiler, they save them.
Fuck. Anyways, damn it.
Super catchy songs, a lot of dancing, all that shit.
Okay, so boring.
Yeah.
I get it.
People
get
love it. Okay, I'm going to go over the strengths. I'm going to kick it off with the Bergens.
Yeah.
Yeah, weird that you're naming the enemy as one of their strengths, but it is because the trolls beat them. And it's impressive as shit because the Bergens are massive. They're human size, and the trolls are the size of multiple of them fit on top of a Bergen's head.
So how did they beat them?
Oh, I'll get to that.
Oh, okay.
Next strength. They love singing. People love good singers.
How is that a strength?
People love good singers.
Do you remember Rebecca Black? People hated her. She sang.
I said good singers.
Okay.
Take that, Rebecca Black. Oh, bringing it back to 2010.
In your face, Friday.
They lift heavy things with their hair. It's kind of like a prehensile tail. They can swing on them. One guy was lifting weights with his hair.
What's the max? I mean, you know how ants can carry up to egg size or body weight? Do they have the same thing with their hair?
They can carry 77 ants.
77 ants?
Yeah.
Okay, so not that much.
77 ants worth of their strength. So, together they could lift the planet.
These trolls are stupid.
Oh, they're stupid. What do you think of this? They can fart sparkles.
That is a great strength. Sometimes you just need to fart sparkles.
Yeah, so one of them is silver and sparkly, and he farts sparkles multiple times, and it gets in people's eyes.
You just picture a guy going, hey, bro, pull my hair. Pull my hair. Nah, I don't want to pull your hair anymore. Come on.
Yeah, the movie ends when the Bergen village is just put into quarantine. Everyone's got pink eye.
A sparkled pink eye.
So yeah, I mentioned the hair is like a prehensile tail, so they can swing and all that. So they're very mobile.
Which makes up for their short, stubby legs.
Yeah. Oh, some of them, they're I guess the troll version of conjoined twins, where it's these twins who have just one head of hair between them. which means
no one ever thought of cutting the hair to free them.
Yeah, but they can like trip people and stuff like that. They use it.
Good for them.
Okay, Branch, Justin Timberlake, saves Poppy, Anna Kendrick, from spiders, fends them off with his hair, so can take them with hair.
It's impressive.
Yeah, the spiders were much bigger than them. They work together well as a team, which they have to because of their size, and they're like a loving community who trusts each other, and that's the basis for a good team.
Right, and if you're going to sing, you kind of want a choir with you.
Exactly. They can actually talk, so they can communicate plans effectively, and in the end, they take over a town with joy, and they win with just love and joy. It's kind of like...
I'm going to puke.
It's kind of like Paddington.
Oh, God, I hate that bear.
Because he dusted Winnie the Pooh.
Never. Never. Never.
But anyways, so... Yeah, they're just like the movie Outbreak with quarantining. They're just send a disease full of joy, and it takes over. It's very quick spreading, and it gets you.
Like Care Bears.
Yeah.
But worse.
Fuck you, Dave.
Well, okay, fair. Fair.
Continue. Little magic behind the veil. We had to pause and re-edit Dave saying, but worse, and with a long break... The best comeback I had was, fuck you, Dave.
That's a magic of recording. Because my neighbor decided to slam the door as they were walking out.
And I had to workshop that that insult. I took it to some open mics, tested really well, and that's the best I could do.
I just want to bring this up to Jen's attention, that this is the quality of recording that comes from her brother-in-law. So maybe vote for mine. Okay, Jen? Thank you.
The only way I'm not getting Jen's vote is if she gets a divorce. And as a family, we've already decided we're keeping her over my brother.
Okay, well.
Fuck you, Matthew.
You mean Brathew?
Brathew.
Wink, wink.
Brathew and Bren.
I don't even care about Matthew. I just want Jen's vote. Text me your vote, Jen.
You're never getting the number.
Wow.
Anyways, mainly I think I got the vote last one because of Mickey and our family's weird thing with Disney.
Yeah, thank you for acknowledging that it's weird. Splinter should have gotten that, but whatever. Not bitter.
Yeah. Tell us the strengths of the Gremlins.
Oh, with pleasure. How much time do we have? Because these guys are
10
just
seconds.
Stacked.
10.
I need more than that, 9, actually.
8.
I'm going to start with the fact 7, that there is always 6, a leader for 5, the Gremlins.
4. Right?
At first, 3, it's Gizmo.
2.
Fuck.
1.
Seconds.
We're done.
Well, you know what? That was the only one I got out. I'm very happy because leadership, it's a very important skill.
You said Gizmo. Gizmo's a mogwai.
Okay, wait. I will all get into that. All right, so go
mogwai,
brush.
Wait
go
a minute.
Brush your troll hair.
Okay.
All right.
I assume you mean my pubes, and I was going to anyways.
Well, those need trimming, not brushing. But
I agree.
Anyways.
I disagree.
I'm going to go with the strengths for these guys. So there's always a leader, like Mohawk or Stripe, because we all know Gizmo is just absolutely good for nothing. About 1 meter tall, and they have scaly reptile-like skin, which is good because it's thick. They have 3 sharp claws on their feet and hands, and equally sharp teeth that
we
they're
have
not afraid
no
to use.
Scientific proof that they have thick skin.
Yes, we do, because there was a scientist testing on them, which they later killed. He may have just been a science teacher, but he was still a scientist. They're mischievous, dangerously violent, and fucking crazy. You hear that, Jen? They're crazy. So vote for them. They're capable of working and sabotaging complex machinery and devices. They're smart. They trick human into feeding them after midnight, which is exactly what the Mogwai wants. Ability to multiply when wet, Christopher. They have the ability to look super cute and then eat after midnight and turn into a gremlin.
Again, that's a mogwai.
Okay, relax. they have caused many accidents in the past, like the Memphis runway escalators of 72, the 1969 Super Bowl, the East Coast power failure of 65. There's hundreds, but I'm not gonna read all
because
of them.
Those aren't the movies.
They have the ability to mutate as well, which is
they were a car back in the day. Yeah.
They could have been a transformer. We don't know.
No, they were. There was like AMC or GMC Gremlins as a type of car.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. It was ugly. They have the ability to mutate. Right? We had the vegetable gremlin, the electric gremlin, Brain, Bat, Phantom, Greta. Wait,
I'm going to go back and look at your notes where gremlins have caused many accidents in the past, and you put the Bay of Pigs.
Yes. The Bay of Pigs, paramilitary fiasco.
They're shaping things on a worldwide basis.
Yes, they are. Because the whole thing is they're an ancient creature that mythology has said that they've had a lot to do with worldwide incidents.
And this is the episode where we find out that Dave is big into gremlin conspiracies.
Yes. I actually didn't want to bring that up, but I've been studying them for the past 25 years.
I'm at where I'm at in life because gremlins have been fucking with me forever.
Big gremlin wants you to think they're not real, but in reality, they're running half the world.
Bill Gates?
Barack Obama, a gremlin. Mm-hmm. Bill Gates, gremlin. Mark Zuckerberg, not a gremlin. We hate him. Mm.
Donald Trump?
Gizmo.
Wait, but he's very cute and nice.
Yeah, well, yeah, you see that hair. That's that's a Mogwai right there. No one has fed him burgers after 12 yet.
Oh, that is not true. Donald Trump, gremlin.
Yeah. Or a troll, we don't know.
No, trolls are lovable.
Yeah, but he's got that hair too that swipes up once in a while.
Okay, Donald Trump, undistinguishable, mythical beast, definitely evil.
Yes.
Okay.
Way too orange, definitely evil.
Right. Politics.
We should also talk about sports while we're at it. And maybe cap it off with religion.
Let's go Raptors. We live in Toronto.
Yeah.
All right.
I guess we're doing well. Yeah, that's it for me with the strengths. I think I pretty much just won with the fact that they have the ability to mutate. Especially the brain gremlin, which gets the ability to talk. And, you know, they steal a TV show as well. They're great. They're great creatures.
Okay. No.
So I don't know if you want to go with the weaknesses for my gremlins, and then I'll follow with the weaknesses for your whatever it is that you're talking about that I stopped paying attention 20 hours ago.
Terry, are you talking?
I was not.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'll go over your weaknesses. Not gremlins, just yours.
Both, if you can.
Language.
Yes.
Constant need for my approval.
I don't believe that's correct.
Low bone density.
That's very incorrect.
That's very incorrect. My bones are dangerously dense.
I sink when I swim, sir.
I wear moon boots just to keep me going. All right. So weaknesses of gremlins. Bright lights. Spike in the first movie gets killed by sunlight. Sunlight fucks them all up.
Yes, they're kind of like vampires like that.
Yeah, they also just get messed up by, like, flash bulbs and stuff like that.
Why? Not perfect.
Yeah. But who is?
Tell you, me. Gremlins.
They have substance abuse issues. They love to smoke and drink. They gamble. Not great people.
Gambling's a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, until you're, like, betting a house on...
Yeah, well, you know what? Gremlins don't care about money. That's a good thing. That's not a weakness. Okay. They live in the moment.
So strength for gremlins. They don't care about money. Yes. Okay. We'll edit it in. They don't seem to value the life of their fellow gremlins, sometimes beating or even killing each other for fun. Strength in numbers, guys. Think about it.
You know, sometimes someone's being annoying and you just have to drown them or kill them.
You put in your weaknesses, movies, brackets, Snow White. Could you tell me about that?
Well, they all went into a theater. I think it was the end of Gremlins 2 to watch Snow White, and that's where they planted a bomb and killed them all just because they wanted to watch a movie.
Oh.
Or burned the theater. I don't remember what happened, but they killed them all.
Oh, there was like, I don't know. I, I miss parts of it.
Oh, here we go. You're trying to get me.
Because what I remember is, it's going to come up later, they have a vulnerability to Hulk Hogan. Because Hulk Hogan shows up because they're messing with the projector at a movie, and Hulk Hogan tough talks them. I think it's like a meta thing where they're messing with the projector of the actual movie of Gremlins 2, and Hulk Hogan tough talks them into playing the movie properly, or else Hulk's going to fuck them up.
Listen to your brother. Play that movie right. And right. That's how you get them to do things.
That's how you do Hulk Hogan?
That's how I do Hulk Hogan.
All right, let me get this. All right, brother. Nope. Hey, brother. Hey, brother.
Hey, brother.
Hi, brother. It's me, the Hulkster. Where are my Hulkamaniacs at?
That's going to be the worst Hulk Hogan ever. But yeah, that was not it. So you're wrong.
Hey, brother.
You watched the movie and you still couldn't get it right.
There were a couple of movie things in it, in the movie.
Anyways. Oh, really? In the movie has a couple of movie things?
Oh, no. Like they attack a critic who was panning the original Gremlins. There's a lot of meta stuff.
I like it. See, Gremlins wouldn't.
We love the Gremlins, brother. Love that meta commentary, brother. Hulkamania. Remember when he sold spaghetti?
Fuck all those guys, dude. There was a Macho Man with the Slim Jim.
Snap.
Oh, no, Randy Savage, yeah.
Macho Man, Randy Savage. Snap is too Slim Jim, brother. I'm just doing brother. I don't know what they sound like.
Oh,
yeah.
Let me tell you what, here, brother. Hulkamania.
This is great. Jen loves wrestling.
Oh, good. Jen, see, I do the best Hogan impression, so maybe, I don't know, if you want to text Grace that Gremlin shit win.
Tell you what, dude, Jen, brother, you should be voting for me there, brother. I'm going to get so many angry texts. So Hulk Hogan, I can't remember where we left off.
Hulk Hogan is a weakness.
Yeah.
In the movie Snow White.
Sure. Vulnerable to microwaves.
Yes.
Those things
are deadly.
The main guy's Billy's mom.
Yeah.
Nukes one in a microwave, kills it. Vulnerable to electricity.
Yeah.
Gremlins 2 ends with, like, there's a shit ton of gremlins. You're just waiting for it to get dark to take over New York. And Billy gets someone, I think like Hooper or whatever his name is, to spray them all down with water. Bad idea, or is it? But as you mentioned, there's an electricity gremlin.
Yeah.
And they fire him from a phone into the water and just destroys everyone. Except for there's still Greta, the female gremlin, yeah, who's in at the end, who fucks a dude, and the dude's really into it. It's a nice ending. It's romance.
Yeah. It's got it all. It's got it all, folks. Go watch Gremlins.
The second one is so weird. It's like Looney Tunes, but with gremlins. One is killed by a paper shredder, which is embarrassing. Those things.
So office equipment?
Yeah. They could barely handle CD cases, and they're killing gremlins.
Well, try and open a CD case with three major claws in your hand.
No. Paper shredders could barely handle CD cases.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe they had a good industrial one.
Maybe, but it was like the 80s. I'm sure it was. No, I think it was like 1990 it came out. It's shit. They're pervy.
They are very pervy.
One is a streaker with a mini trench coat.
Yeah, that was funny.
Did you put in their strengths that they have amazing costumes and disguises?
I did not.
Yeah,
I
they're fantastic. Not. They've got a costume for every single instance. It's great.
I like it.
And they're bad shots. Stripe? Yeah, Stripe in the first one misses pretty point blank with a revolver. Could have killed his enemy, Billy, but didn't. And some get killed by Gizmo, who is the cute one.
Yeah, but he goes nuts. At one point, he puts a Rambo bandana.
He watched a trailer of Rambo and just like one line, and it was...
What was that line?
It was... Sometimes to end the war, you gotta be the war.
See, Gizmo's my spirit animal because he decided to recite a movie without even watching it. Mm-hmm. I like that guy.
And you also shouldn't eat after midnight because you get tummy aches.
Yeah, I do. I do. I do that.
All right. Weaknesses for trolls.
Weaknesses for trolls. They suck at camouflaging.
Mm-hmm.
They want to hug every hour.
Why do they suck at camouflaging?
Because their hairs.
Everything is bright.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they fart sprinkles.
Yeah. I'm going to just fill in blanks because I wrote these and you haven't seen it. So yeah. I'm going to let you know why they're... It's a weakness.
Well, I kind of knew that. That's, you don't have to explain that one when you have gigantic, freaking bright orange hair and you're hiding behind a tree.
Their bodies are bright, too.
Oh, Jesus, really? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's really stupid.
Yeah.
Good one, nature. They want to hug every hour.
Yeah.
Which, it's kind of weird when you're trying to kill someone. It's like, oh, can I hug you before I stab you?
But, like, it's kind of nice, too, right?
Well... I guess.
Who doesn't like hugs? Well,
gremlins.
Who doesn't like welcome consensual hugs?
Gremlins.
Okay. I just had to add that in. Yes, no one wants a non-consensual hug.
Chris likes them, but no one ever gave them to him. So, Jen, maybe vote for me.
I'll have you know Jen has hugged me on multiple occasions.
I doubt it.
Twice.
I doubt it. Just like your parents, she wants nothing to do with you. That's why her vote should come to me. Thank you, Jen.
Does Jen get a co-host credit on this one?
Yeah, she might as well. She's going to get executive producer on this one. Another weakness is for trolls. They're known to taste delicious.
Yeah, that is not great.
No, that's a very bad incentive.
No, man, that's like any animal that's known to be like really tasty, those fuckers get wiped out. Yeah.
Especially because the gremlins have a cooking show that they would love to have some troll meat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're also super trusting. Krieg the troll backstabbed them, though.
Who's Krieg the troll again?
The backstabbing troll, that little dick, who shall not be named or talked about. So I am done with Krieg. Also, who trusts someone with the name Krieg? That's like the freaking Chad of the troll's name.
One of my best friends' name is Chad.
Oh, Jesus.
He's a piece of shit. Be a friend. He backstabs me all the time.
Yeah, see? Krieg, Chad, same thing. God damn it. Oh, yeah. You know what? Actually, the worst part out of all their weaknesses is the fact that they get distracted by singing.
Mm-hmm.
They just, at all times, it's like a freaking musical. They have to sing about everything.
Right. And because it is a musical, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. If I would have watched it, I would have known that.
Gremlins also get distracted by singing, too.
Well, yes, but they kill.
But more in an evil way.
Yeah.
But they turn around and use singing to bring people together.
Too bad that doesn't work on trolls.
In the end, it's what saves.
Gremlins.
Saves them. I disagree.
I don't know. They're pretty delicious.
Strength of schedule. Yours? Go.
Well, humans, of course.
Yep.
There's a couple of security guards here and there.
Those are also humans.
Yeah, but like different type of humans.
Nope, still Homo sapiens.
There's the teaching humans. There's Billy's mom, human.
There's driving humans.
And Mogwais, because they fought Gizmo.
Mm-hmm. And got destroyed by Gizmo.
They got destroyed by Gizmo, yeah. So practically that's it. Humans and Gizmo. Yep. And maybe electricity and microwaves, which they also lost to.
Yeah, more microwaves because electricity was a gremlin.
Right.
Okay. Weaknesses. No, I did weaknesses. Shut up, Mundy. Come on.
Get your act together.
Strength of schedule. Main one. The Bergens. They are
massive.
They're like the giants to the trolls. And they are pure evil. They have annual celebrations to just eat trolls. They keep them caged up.
But I just want to bring something up. Are they actually evil or are they just doing it to survive? Because if trolls taste really good, it's no different than having chickens.
No, right? It's not.
You keep them in cages and then you eat them.
It's not even like just because they taste good. I don't even know if they taste good. It's that they bring happiness when you eat them.
Oh my God, they're like magic mushrooms.
Yes.
Yes. I would eat trolls too.
So they're pretty fucking evil.
Don't eat this thing that makes you feel amazing.
I mean, at least make them free range, right? But they're not, they're caged.
Yeah, because then they run away. Because they can lift 72 ants with their hair.
The strength of 72 ants. Okay. There's an alligator dog owned by a Bergen. They take that out. They take on Krieg, the troll that backs up. Yeah, what a piece of shit.
The chat of trolls.
You backed the wrong horse, troll, Krieg. And then there was one bad Bergen. As Googling it, apparently there's a municipality in Germany called Bad Bergen. So they fought that. They fought a whole municipality.
Wow. I see how you can make the connection.
Okay, there's a chef, and she's like the big bad. She's one who hunts them down and finds them in their village once they escape the start. And she's all about cooking them and manipulating other people. And she's a terrible, terrible person. So that's like the big bad. But they beat the Bergens.
So really it's just the Bergens and Krieg.
Yeah. And the Bergen crocodile dog.
All right. That's great to know that they have a lot of experience fighting different types of things and people.
Oh, one thing I would like to point out and just like do a poll of the room. Just say yes if your characters actually win the fight. Yes.
Yes.
Nope.
We had a second movie. So we
that they lost in.
Yeah, but we're still out there.
No.
As long as Gizmo is still alive, there is a chance to come back.
Oh, at the end of the movie in Gremlins 2, they actually bury Gizmo in the desert.
That's not true.
No, that's not true. It'd be so sad.
He was still alive,
Gizmo?
Folks. No, the guy takes him away from the Chinese store. I know it wasn't a Chinese store, but whatever. The Asian guy.
No, that's number one. Number one, okay. Anyways, you didn't watch them. Okay. Hey, Dave.
Yes, Chris.
Do you know what time it is?
Is it time for the final burrito?
I hate you. It's time to prattle on with your final battle.
That was fun, right? Maybe give me your vote. Go with your final battle scenario.
I said you go for it.
Okay. I just I want to take this moment to dedicate this final battle scenario to Jen. Please give me a vote. Yeah. Final battle scenario. The gremlins are running amok. They're destroying everything. They're starting fires. They stop by to see the Trolls movie. Guess what? They hated it. They rip down the projector. They shed on the seats. They're smoking and drinking, wrecking havoc all over town. And then
not good role models.
No, they don't have to be role models. They just have to have fun. Mm-hmm. That's what they came here to do. And then one of them, the smart one, says, "Hey, rest of gremlins," because he can talk.
He actually speaks in a fairly British accent.
Right, yeah, which I can't do. Let's hear it. I have my Colombian accent.
No, let's do the British accent. I said,
"Oh, bloody hell, Mike."
Keep going.
We have to go hunt them trolls and throw some shrimp on the barbie because now they're Australian.
Yep.
And
much like gender, accents are fluid.
All right, brother. So then they get the bright idea that rather than burning down the city, they should just go and fuck with the trolls. But you know, they have to be careful because, well, trolls can carry, they have the strength of 72 ants in their hair. So they go in dressed up as a little Christmas caroling choir, which the trolls absolutely love. And they get super excited. They start singing with them. They start getting surrounded. They ask for water. So they all start showering and creating more gremlins around until there's way too many numbers for them.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, it's happening. They start mutating into different things. One turns into a vegetable. That's kind of stupid. It does nothing. Others run around amok, starting to destroy the troll village.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, it's happening.
They spent so many years building it.
Yeah. Guess who was visiting the trolls? Gizmo. Goddamn Mogwai. What happens? He's the first one killed. Snap his neck. Gizmo. Done. Trolls now start to realize what's happening. and they figured, you know what? Let's fart sprinkles and hug the gremlins. Yeah, that shit ain't gonna fly. Mm-hmm. Gremlins take off their outfit, grab some knives and weapons. Trolls have never seen this. They've never fought with weapons. They're dead. The claws, we start with our eyes. Then we start chopping their hairs with knives.
No.
Oh, yeah. They're done. All while laughing and running around and spitting vodka and tequila in their faces. There's nothing they can do.
Oh, God.
And guess what?
What?
We eat them. Because it makes us feel good. It gives us strength to continue pillowing their village.
Sorry, doing what to their village?
I don't know what I said.
I think you said pillowing.
I did say pillowing. I meant to say a different word, but...
No, we're sticking with pillowing.
Yeah. What was the word that I was looking
Pillaging?
For? Pillaging their village. They pillowed their village because they had pillowcases with hammers inside, and that's how you break their houses.
They pillaged with pillows.
Yeah, you pillow their villages.
Yeah, that's the old saying.
Yeah, it's an old saying in the old gremlin village.
Mm.
Yeah, and so the gremlins eat them all and feel amazing. Some of them get even smoked into a pipe.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I feel like the sparkles would be carcinogenic.
Actually, they're the ones that have the real THC in the trolls. Mm. It's the sparkles.
That's what gets you high.
That's what gets you high, yeah. That's right. And we don't kill them all. We keep two of them so they can continue to reproduce and we get more trolls to eat and smoke.
Okay.
That's
how you do it.
Done.
Nice. Jen, good job.
That was for you.
Okay. So, I've got two options.
Hug or sing. They both suck.
So, my first option is we bring back an old fan favorite. Not Jen. Sorry, Jen.
Chris's second Twitter account.
We bring back Consuela.
No, not Consuela.
Yes. If you remember, she is our go-to seamstress who makes special suits to help us in battle.
Because the trolls are naked. They have zero protection.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Consuela wasn't even part of the movie.
She's just part of a shared universe of our battles.
Oh, God.
And
right, I'll allow it.
We're going to use a same sort of suit that we did in an episode of Vampires versus Werewolves.
Okay.
And what's going to happen? Consuela sews thousands and thousands. Way too many, really, because there's probably about 100 trolls. But, you know, when you get Consuela going, she can't stop. Can't stop, won't stop. That's what our old Consuela says.
Where is she finding the money to buy all the materials to build and make all these suits?
Oh, she's an heiress. A little bit crazy, but...
Okay, so she has old money.
Yeah.
She's not selling it to the trolls.
No.
For farts.
No, she picks the side of good.
Okay. Okay.
So she builds thousands of little UV light suits. And the trolls all put them on. And they're surrounded by gremlins because gremlins have found their village. Oh, no. What are we going to do? What they do is they flick on the suits. And UV light hits the gremlins and they're all just fucking dead. That's easy.
Just like that.
That's number one. You want to go the hard route? Let's do the hard route.
Yeah, because that was a little far-fetched. Even for a fight between gremlins and trolls.
So, in the second one, I'm going to piggyback off of yours, where the gremlins are really fucking shit up at old troll village. It's a mess, because, yeah, they're multiplying.
They were drinking a lot.
Yeah, water's getting spilled. The trolls are small, and a lot of them are dying and getting eaten, and it makes gremlins happy, and they keep going for more. But then, the trolls remember their secret weapon.
Not singing.
It's singing. Because here's a little known thing about gremlins. Gremlins fucking love to sing as well. Multiple times in the movies, they break into song. They have an elaborate dance and singing spectacle. Swimming and singing spectacle. Like
Can you demonstrate a song that they sing?
Hey, we're the gremlins. We like to swim and sing. We're gonna get bitten by trolls. And that is our rose.
So they were singing about their demise in this
one. We're the gremlins. Hey, gremlins.
And they sound like Kermit the Frog.
Kermit the Frog. That's a better Kermit the Frog, man. So they start singing, and the gremlins are resisting, but you know, they can't, because when it comes to music, you can't stop the feeling.
And they always sing with a little help from their friends, which goes a long way.
That wasn't in the movie. Mine was a specific reference to Can't Stop the Feeling in the movie.
Oh, God. That's an awful soundtrack. Jesus.
And the gremlins are singing and singing, and they lose track of time. But they start like a few minutes before sunup. Like, oh, shit. Trouble time. But then everyone's watch goes off beeping. Beep, 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 beep. It's hug time. And you can't stop that feeling either. And all the gremlins and trolls hug and sing. And that sun rises.
Fuck. They got us.
Yeah. And yeah, a few gremlins. All the gremlins die. But a few trolls die because they drown in gremlin goo once they've melted.
Because they're so short.
Yeah. But overall, trolls survive and fight another day and go on their Trolls World Tour coming out in 2020.
Hate it.
And hate that's how it win. That's how they do it. And then, what's that? Out of the distance comes a lovely lady who...
Greta?
Is magic. And... Oh my goodness, it's Jen.
Oh my God, Jen.
And she heals... all the trolls, and all of them are okay.
No. I don't believe that's how it goes. Jen had the last of the Mogwais. And she comes horseback riding from the horizon.
You don't know Jen. Jen is terrified of horses.
No, the Jen I know. The one that's going to vote for my character in this episode. She loves horses. Jen, back me up here, Jen.
No, Jen once punched a horse in the face.
God damn. I know. Jen, respect.
The horse deserves it.
Hooking across the horse.
And that's the Jen show. All right. And that is the end of another episode of Battle Fight 3000.
Battle Fight 3000.
Prattle, prattle, prattle. Rattle.
Prattle, the rattle, the battle.
The tattle.
Huh.
Sattle.
Jan, vote for my character.
Okay.
This episode is dedicated to me. You thought I was going to say Jen, but I'm not. Because I'm not sure she's going to vote for me. So I'm turning on her. I'm sorry, Jen.
What a twist.
I'm going to call my brother-in-law and ask him to vote for me.
Wait, does your brother-in-law listen?
No. I don't think so. I don't know. He's never mentioned it. I say it a lot, but he never reciprocates. So.
Do you want to give him a shout-out?
I am going to give him, no, you know what? Because he's probably not going to vote. So I'm back, Jen. I'm back in Jen vote. Jen, vote for me. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. Just vote for me.
I never left your side, Jen. Yeah. And I'll see you.
I had a lapse in judgment.
Sunday at your son's birthday.
Yeah, I'm coming too. All right. I'm going to bring him a toy. I don't know what yet. Maybe a Mickey Mouse.
You should get him a gremlin so then he switches.
Oh, right. I'm going to get him my Mogwai, which is kind of like a gremlin, so vote for me.
Anyways, Jen, if you want to vote, you can always text me. I'm not giving out my numbers to everyone else.
If you're not Jen, though, how do you even vote?
You go to Twitter, and our Twitter handle is BattleFight3000. It should be at BattleFight3000.
Okay. Is there anywhere else people can vote for us?
That's really it. I mean, I guess you could send us an email at battlefight3000@gmail.com.
All right. How about, I don't know, like another place where people can post a picture and like it and they can still follow us?
Instagram.
Oh, I knew there was another one.
At BattleFly3000.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
So easy.
Yeah, super easy.
Yeah, so those are where you can reach out to us, vote. We need votes, as you can tell.
Yeah, I'm tired of Chris's two Twitter accounts and Jen's text.
Oh, hear that, Jen? He's tired of you.
Well, just when you text Chris. Jen, if you text my character, that'd be great. It's text Gremlin to 552158. Charges may apply. Thank you.
Charges will apply. There's no may. He's...
I'm trying to...
Daddy's got to pay rent, right?
Yeah. But thanks again, everybody, for listening to another episode of BattleFight 3000.
Please share with people. Please
like.
Please leave reviews. And most importantly...
keep on listening.
Yeah. And just something I meant to say to you guys.
May all your fights be battle fights, brother.
Snap into a Slim Jim.